This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You almost feel a little callous talking about football when it comes to a situation like this, but let's be realistic about this. The Browns have a little issue now at defensive end. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. If you're just tuning in, thank you. Appreciate that. Andy's out today. Dan Menigan's in for Andy today. And Meredith is sitting behind the glass taking your phone calls, 216-578-0092. Now, I'll just throw this out early. All training camp, I was saying, hey, I'd love to see another veteran brought in on that defensive line. Bring in another defensive end. Because you know Jadeveon Clowney's going to get hurt because he almost always misses a game or two, and he missed the last game with an ankle injury. Thrilled that Jadeveon is on this team. As you recall, Dan, I was president of his fan club a couple of years ago.
Yes, you were, quite loudly.
I ran the campaign. Bring him in here.
Quite loudly.
He's been phenomenal here. I love him. But you kind of figured he might get dinged up. Well, he was dinged up, missed the last game, right ankle injury. He's out. Chase Winovich is on the injured reserve.
Hey.
Myles Garrett was in a car accident yesterday, released from the hospital, as we know. We hope he's okay. Apparently, his agent said no broken bones in a report that's out there.
Wonderful news.
But I wonder, you know, didn't hear anything about a concussion. We didn't hear anything about bruised, fill-in-the-blank internal organ.
Yeah, the only...
We didn't hear anything about, man, I am beat to you-know-what because I was in a bad car accident or my car flipped like crazy. So, who knows? Can he play on Sunday? I don't have any idea. But what we do have is a team that is lacking in defensive ends right now. You have two rookies and Isaac Rochelle, who you cut, then brought back to the practice squad.
Well, and then let's take the half step back on that, too. I mean, your defensive tackles are banged up on top of it. Taven Bryan wasn't at practice yesterday. So now on top of that, your defensive tackles are banged up.
Now, I like Isaac Rochelle.
A young girl's journey from Milan to Mintz.
I missed it completely.
Every time I hear that, I just think of Seinfeld. Rochelle, Rochelle.
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Rochelle, Rochelle.
I missed it completely. Thank you. Right over my head. You have Isaac Rochelle. You have Alex Wright, 21-year-old rookie who you're really high on long term. And you have Isaiah Thomas, rookie. So you have three defensive ends on your roster right now. Do you know how many defensive ends you have on the practice squad?
Nil.
That'd be zero. You have three defensive ends on this team right now.
Gads.
At least ones that right now you can say they're good to go. Fingers crossed that Jadeveon Clowney can play. Fingers crossed that Myles Garrett can play. Winovich is on the IR. He's got to miss at least four games, and he's missed one. So right now, you have a problem. Right now, you have a problem.
Yeah, and the problem is I don't know the solution to your problem that you're currently looking at because it's not like you can go to free agency and just have some unbelievable player sitting there waiting for a gig. I mean, it's not like you're going to bring in Ndamukong Suh and go, okay, you're playing defensive end this week. Go get him, Tiger.
Like it's go get him, Tiger.
It's not like it works like that. Like it's – I have a feeling this week, especially against this Atlanta team that likes to definitely run off of the edges in an Arthur Smith offense.
And a great running quarterback in Marcus Mariota.
and what they've been able to do with Cordarrelle Patterson on top of that, being the team who finally unlocked him.
And he had, what, 141 yards on 17 carries, I believe, last week.
Absolutely.
He's been tremendous.
Mostly off the edge, which is where they like to do a lot of their running. So this is getting shaky in a hurry if you're looking at the Browns for this weekend. They've got to figure something out, and you're dealing with middle-of-the-line defensive tackle issues, and when they're healthy, it's a shaky endeavor.
I wonder, and again, maybe we find out tomorrow, because the Browns are off today. Maybe we find out tomorrow that Jadeveon Clowney is fine and is going to play. I'll breathe a big sigh of relief if that's the case.
Be a wonderful thing.
But what do you do then? Do you move him to the right side? Now, and again, the Browns bounce those defensive ends all over the place. Sometimes you'll see Miles lining up on the left side in Clowney's usual spot. I mean, so that it's not as if you're locked into playing right or left defensive end on this team. So you could do something like that. And if that's the case, well, could you do this? Could you bounce Jordan Elliott to defensive end? Maybe? I don't know. Could Togiai, could Perrion Winfrey play defensive end? Elliott's 6'4", 300 pounds. He's built for defensive tackle. All of their tackles are built to play defensive tackle. Doesn't mean they couldn't bounce out there right now. You know, that could be the case. 216-578-0092. Joe's in Cleveland. Hi, Joe.
What's happening, Joe?
Hey guys. You know what? Every play for Miles is a collision anyway, so as long as it's not a football injury, a hamstring or a high ankle sprain, he'll be in there. This is not a problem.
You think so?
Look for those injuries.
Joe, you're busting up. Your phone's not good, Joe.
Yeah.
Try calling back in. His point is, it's not a football injury. He'll be fine, and he plays through non-football injuries. Yeah, okay. If you saw the pictures of his car, and by the way, really snazzy car. There's a stunner for you. But really, really beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, he flipped numerous times in a small sports car. And now, I'm only going by what we saw in the pictures. The car was really trashed. And he was strapped in. Thank God he's wearing a seatbelt. Otherwise, he's really bouncing around in there. And again, hopefully he's okay. Who knows how he feels after taking that kind of a beating in a car accident? And who knows if he's going to be able to play? I'm not putting any thought that, yep, you got to play this week.
I mean,
you got to be healthy. You got to feel okay.
And where does that seatbelt go across? Right across your ribs.
Right.
I mean, if anybody out there, and I'm not saying this as a go-to to start calling in every time you've had a rib injury, but like if you've ever bruised a rib, cracked a rib, fractured a rib, anything like that.
You can't function.
It's misery.
Yeah.
Like it is just general existence is painful.
It's difficult to function with just basic movements.
Right, and then you're going to go, hey, you were in a car accident and with a cracked rib. Get on out there, kid. Yeah, go get him. And now, it's like,
now
oh,
go,
goody.
Go beat on the left tackle.
Exactly.
Fred's in Maple Heights. Hello,
what's
Fred.
What's up, Fred?
Hey, gentlemen, I was concerned about this in the beginning, man, with the beginning of the season, because even though we signed Jadeveon Clowney, he's been injury prone his whole career, man. So we always kind of lack, you know, another force or somebody else to put on that other end. Now with this injury with Myles Garrett, man, the secondary is suspect. This whole defense hasn't stood up to what we thought they were going to be, man. So I think it's almost time to raise that concern, man. And what can they still make a move? Like, can Andrew Berry and them still go do something? Because I seen the offense. The offense showed us they can keep us in the game. But we got to get the defense off the field. And I just don't see it happening right now with even losing Garrett for just even a game or two.
And, Fred, the scary part to me, okay, if Miles has to miss some time, is Clowney ready? Because Winovich isn't. And those were your three main defensive ends. You know, you brought in Alex Wright, but you brought in Alex on with training wheels on. He's a young 21-year-old guy who you think is going to be really good. And probably the guy who's going to play, you know, right defensive end eventually instead of Clowney, or at least be a depth piece, you know, one or the other. Right now, you're down to Alex Wright, Isaiah Thomas, and Isaac Rochelle.
Those, you know, I just injured my ankle last week. I sprained my ankle, man, and I'm still feeling it to this day, man, and like right now. So I don't even see him coming them injuries always nag Clowney, man. I just think we got problems, man. I hate to say it, man, but now I'm thinking about more so the offense. Like, is these guys going to be able to go up there and actually be able to put up numbers? Because now, remember, we were just hoping the defense could just actually save us and keep us in the game. Now it's like we're going to be leaning on the offense more. So I'm just worried now. I'm really worried now.
All right, Fred. Thanks for the phone call.
And let me add into that worry. All right, so according to PFF, leading the team in quarterback pressures, right? And hurries, I should say. Miles Garrett has 10. Second in there, Anthony Walker, who has 8. He's on the IR.
He's done for the year.
And Taven Bryan with 6, who's currently injured. After that, you are Jordan Elliott and Jadeveon Clowney tied with 4. So your top 3 guys that get into the quarterback thus far, banged up.
Okay, over, under. Do the Browns announce they've signed another defensive lineman, defensive end, before or after our show ends?
there's a day to do it.
There is no other defensive end on the practice squad. So they have 3 guys actually listed as tight as defensive ends who are able to play right now, and 3 who are injured.
If there's a day to do it, it's today.
I say it happens before the show. Let's keep track of that today.
I could see that being the case. Absolutely.
Let's find out. JJ's in Cleveland. Hi, JJ.
What's up, JJ?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
All right.
Doing well, man.
All right. I think we might have to worry about the Jadeveon Clowney ankle injury more than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is built like a brick house. I mean, we all be seeing the pictures. But that car was pretty wrecked, you know, so hopefully he can make it back on Sunday. I'm more or less worried about Clowney coming back and being able to play a whole game like Clowney can wreck a whole game. And then hopefully it's a good thing that this is happening early right now. Give our front office a chance to try to get somebody in here. Dominican Sue out there, but he ain't no defensive end.
Yeah, he's a tackle. Still,
I'd still take him, JJ.
100%.
Yeah, of course. And then one more thing, y'all. Tickets go on sale Thursday at 2 o'clock. Can we sell it out? Please, everybody with all the, they changed the name. Come on, these guys are out there pitting on a show. So us as fans, if you're a real fan of the Cleveland whatever team, pack the house, man.
There you go. All right, JJ.
Let's do it, y'all.
Here's a little plea for baseball fans. Well done, JJ. 216-578-0092 is the number to join us. Richie's in Cleveland. Richie.
What's up, Richie?
Jeff and Dan, long time no talk.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good to have you with us.
Really good. Really good. I still tune in every day. You know, I just been laying low for a spell there. Hey, I'm concerned about this Browns defensive line. I mean, now, I'm just backing up a step here. I mean, because, Deshaun is suspended 11 games, We're not considering this a throwaway year, correct? I mean, we're still legitimately competing.
You're 2-1. You're competing, Richie. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So if we're not considering this a throwaway year just because our star quarterback is under suspension, then we should do whatever we can to try and shore up what needs shored up. And as JJ brought up, if Ndamukong Suh is still floating around there, I don't know if he's talking about retiring or going into the announcer's booth or what, but if he's still available, I'd be on the phone to him immediately trying to, you know, bring him in for a one-year deal, pay him, and, you know, roll the dice. And with the way Jacoby Brissett's been playing, we might be in a pretty good spot by the time Deshaun comes off suspension. I don't know what they're hemming and hawing about, or I can't believe nobody hasn't, you know, snatched that guy up yet. But with all the guys we got hurt, and you know, the middle of the line isn't as good as our defensive end, I would pull out all the stops to try and bring in Ndamukong Suh for 1 year.
Richie, thank you very much, buddy.
Absolutely, man.
Great,
take care.
Great to hear from you. I wouldn't mind adding a defensive tackle as well. I've thought the line is a little bit light. Unfortunately, now half of the defensive ends on the roster are injured as we speak. Will they be healthy by Sunday? 2 of them have a shot to play, Clowney and Garrett. 216-578-0092. What might be out there? What might be available? We'll have that coming up on Baskin and Phelps. So if the Browns can't get Jadeveon Clowney back for Sunday, if they can't have Myles Garrett in uniform able to play on Sunday. And I think it's, I mean, you can't even possibly sit here and say, yeah, well, Miles should be able to play. Well, how do any of us know?
Yeah, we weren't at a car that rolled over multiple times.
Multiple times, and looks like it's totaled. So who knows what the extent of his injuries are. According to reports, no broken bones. That doesn't rule out internal injuries, and it doesn't rule out concussion. So stay tuned on that one. Who might be available? Well, we did just a little checking here during the break.
I'm just forewarning all of you now. Just don't have high expectations.
There's one guy that makes absolutely perfect sense.
Like I told my parents with the art class, don't have high expectations. He's not good at art.
And as it turned out, it was that way for your entire college career.
Pretty much, yeah. Just don't have high expectations.
Don't expect much, and I won't disappoint. The guy that makes the most sense is a guy who has been a member of the Browns a little bit, and he was with them in training camp. He was with them last year. He's been a practice squad guy, and it's Curtis Weaver, who is a young guy out of Boise State. Browns got him from the Dolphins. He had been with Miami when he came out of Boise State. He's young, and he knows the system, right? Right now, you need bodies.
Yeah. He fits perfectly.
There's a name that's out there that's interesting to me. It's Everson Griffin, who played with Minnesota. He's 34 years old. Our guys have Minnesota ties. You know, Joe Woods in the past, Kevin Stefanski in the past. Griffin missed some time last year because of some mental health things. According to all reports, he's good to go and wants to return to the NFL. He's 34. He's a vet. He's been a pretty good player.
Been a very good player and one of those guys that you could easily see the Browns signing for not a whole lot of cash so they could still roll over that money into next year's cap, which is clearly a priority for them with the fact that they haven't brought in a Ndamukong Suh or anybody else to shore up the defensive tackle.
All right.
He would do it probably for a minimum salary, and he's the kind of guy you could have after these guys come back from injury and use in some kind of a pass rush rotation. Could definitely help this ball club.
Agreed. Bob's in Wycliffe. Hello, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay. Well, man.
Good. I have with Myles Garrett, there's two things that have me hopeful that he'll be able to play Sunday. One is being released from the hospital the day of the accident, and two, being that it's Monday, he has like 6 days to recover. So.
And, Bob, your fingers are crossed. That's about all we can do right now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it would be unfair and unrealistic for anybody, any of us, to sit here and think, well, okay, he was really – and, Bob, I'm not making light of your thought. He was released from the hospital. He'll be good to go. I would hope you're right, Bob, but who knows about the extent of anything else. But the fact that he's out of the hospital is obviously a great sign.
Yeah. Well, I don't want him to rush him back either, obviously. I know he's a robber going forward, but, you know, obviously his health is more important than the game, so –
Bob, well said.
Exactly, Bob.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And that's the thing. You're right. He came out yesterday, was released from the hospital after seeing, you know, the accident and all that stuff, and hope he is well, and hope the passenger who's in the car as well with him is just as healthy.
Bill is in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, thank goodness he doesn't have the doctors that Miami has, or else they would have just released him last night and had him in practice today, as we saw with Tua. Who doesn't believe Tua had a concussion? Also, if he doesn't have broken ribs like Herbert, they say he has broken cartilages. You know, I've seen guys out there recently that I don't understand why they're on the field. Herbert should not be on the field.
Tua should not
be on the field.
Yep. It seemed to affect Herbert's play the other day, too.
Agreed. And, you know, when he got hurt in Kansas City, the first down, granted, he threw a strike soon after, but his first throw, he couldn't even raise his arm. But the other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, and this concerns defensive ends like he is. Did you see the Kansas City game the other day in which Chris Jones got called for a personal foul late in the game with Indianapolis behind, like, I think it was 13-10? And they were getting ready to go for it. They had stopped him. Kansas City had stopped him. And he got into an argument. Didn't stand over Matt Ryan. Just got into an argument with him face-to-face. And no pushing, no nothing. And the referee threw a flag and called a 15 on. Was it Ryan or was it Jones? Well, it was Jones. and it was late in the game, and then they went on. But the question I had was, why, I mean, who makes these decisions anymore as to what's over the line? And then the question is, you hear all the time Tom Brady steps up and gives people, you know, an earful.
Yells at people,
and
yeah.
Is it a difference if the referee is white versus African-American? I mean,
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
But it does. Is it different between the size of the player or not?
Probably has something to do with the pedigree of the player. In other words, Tom Brady's going to get away with a lot more than Joe fill in the blank.
This changed the course of the game. This was the final drive of the game, period. And to have that, and then you say, well, and again, is that correct? Is that what we want in our games nowadays? And you can look at it online, and you make up your own mind as to who should have gotten a 15-yard penalty.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Actually,
Bill's from Missouri, in case you didn't know.
Jeff, our Twitter mention is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads. Tim brings up a good point over here. What about Olivier Vernon? And I just did a quick look. Olivier Vernon's still out there. Now, granted, he's coming off of a torn Achilles. And while it is not the...
Can be problematic.
It is not the same impact that it once had. He is 2 years removed from it. So that might be an option. I mean, it is somebody Stefanski has a history with.
And he did a nice job here.
He did a nice job here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm open for anybody. At this point, even if you think Clowney can come back, all right, he's dealing with an ankle. What happens in the game if he tweaks it? All right, if Jadeveon can play, what if he tweaks it in the game and can't go? Miles, who knows how he feels? You know, he might have woke up this morning and thought, oh my God, I just feel like I was run over, because he almost was.
Right.
Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
What's happening, Nate?
Hey, good morning, guys. Following up on Meredith's PSA earlier, I think this is a good time to remind those of us in the area, especially pickup drivers who are in rear-wheel drive until they drop it in the four, that his Porsche was a rear-wheel drive vehicle with over 600 horse. And when you try to do a very quick swerve in rear-wheel drive vehicle, especially on wet terrain, you're spinning pretty quick. So the correct action, and when I leave the farm here every day and head out into the real world, I'm actually working with kids getting their driver's licenses. The corrective action there is you need to train yourself to just lock those arms straight and hit whatever you're going to hit head on. It's better to take that hit head on, because there's danger left, danger right, and the ability to come back from an overcorrect is slim, as unfortunately Miles found out.
So, Nate, thank you very much for that.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. I hate to agree with Nate, because you don't want to take out anything that's in the road.
Right.
But if you start swerving your car, you're in a world of hurt. And you'd probably rather have your car get beat up and take out whatever's in the road than swerve and end up rolling your car multiple times like Miles just did. It's the safest course of action.
Yeah, while granted you look at your vehicle and go, this is a serious investment, your body's way more of an investment than your vehicle is going to be, and frankly, that's why we have insurance.
Number to join us and for later in the show, 216-578-0092. What can the Browns do now at defensive end? Right now, you have six guys on the roster. At this moment, three of them, you would have to assume, aren't playing coming up on Sunday. Now, we might hear differently. We might hear Clowney's good to go. We might hear that Miles is okay. And we might hear they both aren't able to go. And even if they are, don't you want a little extra reinforcement there? So who might be available? What might they do? Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.